Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day.
Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about pride. I am a very prideful person. Like, it takes a lot for me to ask for help. And then, you know, I have to be really down and out and desperate and have an anxiety attack to ask somebody to help me. And it can really hinder you. And it's not, I want to help people understand, because it's not to where I think I'm better than anybody or whatever, or it's just, it stems from me to be prideful. Because, okay, I'll explain it. When I was younger, I lived with my grandparents, as you know, and my family already steamed, my grandmother already steamed me out to be not completing high school, not even going to college, to have 6-7 kids and live in the projects in Louisiana. Like, that's their mindset, and that's how they were setting me up for it. That was the image that, you know, they portrayed for me to have. I've never had anyone be like, you're more than this, other than my brothers and my grandfather. And, you know, so with that mentality that they had for me, I wanted to prove them wrong. Like, I'm not gonna be that person. To where I was striving to impress them and impress everyone else who thought I would be that person. To where I did things to accommodate other people and not myself. So as I got older, my independence grew even more, because, I mean, after, you know, I was homeless or whatever, like, you can't really depend on anybody. Like, I couldn't go to my family's house and say, hey, can I stay there? I didn't have that option. The option I had was, you figure it out. And once you've been placed to survive on your own, for me, it was like, you know, I'm proud of myself that I made it on my own. And with that pride that I had of being on my own and maintaining on my own, and people doubting me so much, it's where it's kind of hard for me to ask anyone to help me. I'm gonna be honest, because I feel like I hold this image of survivor, by any means, and go-getter and workaholic. Like, I have these titles and have to obtain to them. So I sometimes don't feel like I'm worthy to ask for help. And I know that might sound weird, and if you're feeling the same way, I get it. I really get it. Because, you know, one thing that people forget about strong people is that we eventually break down. We eventually get hurt. We eventually, you know, get tired. We eventually get vulnerable. Like, that is an emotion that happens. You can't smile all the time and not break. You can't bust your behind every day and not get exhausted. Now, let me tell you, like, when I lived in Lafayette, I worked 3 jobs for 3 years. And then I was also going to school full time. So I had to rotate everything and make sure I did that for 3 years. And for 3 years, I was exhausted. I knew that I was becoming to a breaking point in my life, and I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I worked at a hotel. I worked as a front desk clerk, but working front desk, like, I had been there so long, and I had, like, developed this huge, like, responsibility to where the general manager would be like, girl, you got this. And she would just leave. So I would I was so good at, like, training and all that, to where I would manage both hotels when the manager, you know, went home, because she had already been there 12 hours. So I was like, girl, go home. I got this. But when you lose a key, you lose a master key. You have to reprogram a new key. Well, once you do that, you have to go to every door that master key unlocks and scan it so it can recognize the brand new key. So I had to do that because for some reason we had lost it or whatever. And I was doing that or whatever. And I remember being on the fifth floor. And next thing I know, I was on the third. I didn't know how I got there. I didn't know if I had did the keys, did the doors or not. I had blacked out. And it scared the hell out of me. And mind you, this the work schedule was this. Like, Monday through Thursday, I worked two jobs. I worked pharmacy because I was in school to pharmacy, and then I was interning. So when you intern, you do for free, or if you work for a huge corporate company, they'll pay you. But I worked like a couple hours there, and then I would do a 3 to 10 or 11 shift at the hotel, and after that I would go home. But Monday through Fridays I worked at least 3 days straight. I probably only had 1 hour off, but that was commuting to the next job. So I would work pharmacy in the morning. After I get off there, I work at the hotel up until 10 or 11, get off from there, and I'll do a night job. I work two places. I worked at overnight stocking one place, and then I work night audit, which is you work at night at a hotel again, but it was another company. Which you're not supposed to do that, but they didn't, you know, no one cared. So I'd work that night job, that night out of job till like from 11:30 or 12 up until like 6 in the morning, 5 or 6 in the morning. And then after that, I'd have to rush and go back to the pharmacy. And I did that, like when I say the weekend, I had like an hour off. I had an hour off on the weekends. My family was like, do you have days off? Can you talk to us? And I was like, I really can't, you know, because I was paying my rent. I was paying the bills. And I mean, I had a car. I had to pay that. Like everything I was paying, I didn't ask nobody for nothing. And when I blacked out, it freaked me out because I was like, I'm so exhausted to where I can't even function. My weight was skyrocketing. My doctor was like, you're obese. And I needed a vacation. You know what I'm saying? I needed relief. And by me saying that is that, like, I'm supposed to be this strong person, rah, rah, rah. But I was exhausted. I was tired. And it would have been nothing for me to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ask somebody, like, hey, yo, can I borrow $100 for this bill so I don't have to work? You know what I'm saying? Or I was in a relationship. And I was taking care of that person in relationship. I could have been like, hey, yo, I can't carry this on my own. But I was so prideful. I was so prideful that I couldn't sum up the energy to ask anybody. You know what I'm saying? And it used to bother me. It used to really, really bother me, you know, to just be so consumed with pride that I couldn't ask for help. And I'm slowly getting out of it, you know what I'm saying? Because even now, to this day, if I ask for something, I gotta be at my wit's end. I have to be down and out. And then I have to talk myself into, like, you know, like, you're gonna pay them back or whatever, you know. Or I'll try some way to try to pay that person back, because it'll weigh on me so bad. And that's my pride kicking in, is because I preach about being aware of who you are and being strong, and, you know, to get yourself out of situations, you have to be the one to get the strength and get yourself out. I say that a lot, but we are not. If we were supposed to be alone and do everything on our own, then I don't think we would interact with people at all. I think we would each be on our own planet. But you can't do everything. You really can't. You cannot. You cannot do everything on your own. And with that pride that you harbor, you imprison and hurt yourself. You really damage yourself, because you're literally cutting all your opportunities out. Like, you really harbor yourself in that hole. like I said, I understand that it's very hard to ask people for help. But, you know, I don't know if this is a Southern thing or just my brother saying that, but closed mouths don't get fed. Like, one time, I lived in Lafayette, and this is when I was just working two jobs. And, like, the light bill was due this day. I didn't get paid till 2 days after. Well, no, a day after. So I was like, well, hell, what am I gonna do? And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to pack up everything. In the dark, I lit 50 candles. I always love candles in my house. 50 candles. And I packed up all the food, the perishable stuff, in a bag. And then I packed my clothes. And I was like, Ma, can I go? I stay the night with you. She was like, yeah, sure. So I drove back to Lake Charles. And then, I had money. I just didn't have enough to put on the light bill. And they wouldn't take partial. They wanted the full amount. So I went to go visit my brother, and he was like, you know, whatever. He was like, what you doing here? I was like, it took a lot for me to tell him what was going on. I was like, my light's off. He was like, why are your lights off? He was like, why you didn't say anything? He was like, I could give you the money for it. I say, no, you got kids. Like, he was like, that's stupid. He was like, you know, if I need something, you always help me out. He was like, why? I was like, well, you know, honestly and truthfully, I'm just going to thug it out until tomorrow. I get paid tomorrow. He was like, I'm very proud that you're being an adult about the situation, but you're hindering yourself. You're putting yourself in a complicated situation to where you could have took care of business. Like, I don't get it. And I know you're probably like, okay, from Lafayette to Lake Charles or whatever, like, that's gas to get there. Honey, the car that I had, it literally took up like $13 to fill up my tank. $13. And then I only had $20. And my bill was sky high. Like, this is, I think it was like $150. So, I mean, I only had a rough amount of $30. So, basically, I couldn't pay the bill. And, like, my brother was like, you gotta stop doing that. He was like, you put yourself in a situation. I was like, this is not the first time it happened. He said, why would you even let this not be the first time? He was like, come on now, like, you my sister, like, I'll help you. You just gotta say something. And my uncle say the same thing. They'll be like, how you doing? Everything all right? You okay? You know, they'll ask me, like, you need anything, you know? And I just have this pride with me that won't let me ask for help. It won't. I will thug it out. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it gives me character. And be like, all right, I gotta hustle, I gotta flip. All right, I'm gonna go get this little job and I'm gonna do this. You know, I mean, I won't pimp myself out, if that's what you're thinking. I mean, working 9 to 5. I've always worked multiple jobs. So and saying that, it's like I have this title of me or this image of me, and it's kind of hard to say, hey, I can't handle it. I can't maintain. You know, I'm not okay. And with that, I've realized that people in my circle, if we're not willing to help each other out, be the shoulder to cry on, or be the person to call just to speak with, because I mean, some people ain't got the money, but you know, if you don't have people in your inner circle to where you can call on to at least help you, and then you got to help vice versa. I mean, you can't just be using people, but I'm just saying, if you don't have a good support system to where it can help you push through your pride issues and ask them at the end of the day, hey, I need help. Do you have the wrong circle? And I'm not talking about money wise. I mean, sometimes I'm down and out and I be feeling ugly and disgusted and feeling like I'm not achieving anything. I have a group of people that will randomly call me and be like, hey, are you all right? You're amazing. Your podcast is doing great. Your book was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're beautiful. You know, I have a group of people that will just uplift me. And that's a prideful issue. You know, I'm trying to work through it to where I'm like, hey, Shelby, just pick up the phone and say, you know, I'm down. And that's a lot. I read the zodiac signs and they said something about it's a part of my zodiac sign to where even my best friend won't know what's wrong with me. And that's the truth. It's a prideful issue to say that I'm hurt. It's a prideful issue to say that I'm broken. I will try to fix myself before anyone acknowledge it. If I call you and tell you what's going on, I'd already fixed it mentally, you know? But that's a prideful issue because sometimes I don't really know the answer and I'm stuck in a hole with my emotions trying to deal. And I can't deal because I've never been through this before. So I'm trying to figure it out. When I could have picked up the phone, you know what I'm saying, and called my mom or my best friend and be like, yo, this is too much for me to handle. And I've had that happen to me before, to where I've been so consumed to trying to resolve my own issue. I picked up the phone and called my mom and she was like, that's stupid. Just cut it out. You know, like, think about this. And it lifted a weight off my shoulder. But it took a lot for me to push pride aside to even call. And I shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't block yourself from a life jacket. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like it is. It's because, I don't need people. That is a lie. We all need help. We all need encouragement. We all need someone to pat us on the back. And you'll be surprised the people who are willing to do that. You'd be surprised that you just saying what's going on. You know, I believe in privacy. I really do, you know, because I don't like to tell my business to everybody. But you should have that bond in your inner circle to where you can just free yourself. Well, you know, one thing I have to give it to my homegirl, like, I won't tell her what's going on. She'll be like, I see it in your face. Let's go buy a bottle of wine and we'll drink. And we'll sit up in the garage and talk about random stuff. And it'll make me feel so much better. Like, because I didn't need to talk about my issues. I just needed to smile. And sometimes you can block a simple acknowledgement of a smile by being ignorant with your pride and blocking your blessing. You know, don't be ashamed to ask for help. Now, don't be no begging person. I don't I'm talking about people who have issues with accepting and asking for help. I have a huge issue with that. But the people that want to put out their hands and just every few 90, you want somebody to live your life for you. Life is not going to be perfect. You're going to have ups and downs, but you have to be willing to work to resolve it. One issue that people got to realize is that worrying about something will not necessarily resolve it. So why worry? Why? And in that same sense with pride, if you're so prideful that you can't simply get off your high horse and ask for help to resolve your issue, to resolve your sanity, then you will continue to go down spiral in your own imprisonment. And as simple as that, we block so many things that can help us because we're so prideful. We're so consumed with, I could do this, da 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 da, and I don't want nobody. You know, a closed mouth will never be fed. You'll be surprised if you open your mouth and just ask who is willing to help you. Like I said, if you feel like ain't nobody in your circle gonna help you, you got the wrong circle. You got the wrong amount of support. Your support system is out of whack. Your support system ain't a support system. It's fiends that need something from you. You got to be willing to be open. You have to be willing to know when I've fallen and I cannot get up. And you have to have that good support system. Be like, hey, we got this. We'll carry you the rest of the way. And many stories of the superheroes that we see, even in, you know, cartoons or whatever, you notice that there's always a protagonist, or there's always a sidekick, or there's always someone additional that you don't even notice that's actually helping the hero to achieve his goal. But all the hero had to do is ask. Is open their mouth and be willing to accept the help. To push away your pride and be open. You gotta be open.
In conclusion, I just wanna tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.